Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How do you feel about friends who play matchmaker with you? Breezy has, I would say, quite an impressive track record.
I do.
Divorce rate in this country has skyrocketed in the last 5 years.
That, no fault of my own.
We can all thank her for that. But you have been, and I will give you credit where credit is due.
Thank you.
A few of these couples have gone on to get married.
I mean, for goodness sakes, one couple that I set up just gave birth to their final and third child just last week.
Yeah, congratulations to them. All because you butted in. Yes.
All because of me. You know what I mean? And like, I don't know. I'm just a gal that loves love. I just absolutely love love. And I think that everyone needs to experience love. And, you know, if I have two people in my life that don't have love or a relationship actively when it comes to romance, why wouldn't I do my part?
Because sometimes it can backfire.
Sometimes it can, yes. And of course, the couple that I set up that's been married for quite some years and they just, you know, gave birth to their third child and all of that is fine and well. And they seem to be thriving. There was another couple I set up. They ended up dating for, I think, about 4 years. They moved to a different, they crossed state lines together and that all blew up in my face. And then they came back at me and they're like, this is all your fault. I'm like, wait, you guys were going very strong for 4 years. And they're like, well, it's still all your fault.
4 years.
4 years.
No, how dare they take any responsibility?
I know, absolutely. I'm like, maybe you guys were extremely toxic, but you're right. It's my fault. So most recently, I was out for drinks with my girlfriend and a friend of ours. And we were having this kind of similar conversation of like, I'm single, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And, you know, this is more so my girlfriend than me, but she kind of chimed in after one too many IPAs and was like, what about this girl? You know what I'm saying?
I love that your girl loves to get down with just hard IPAs.
Of course.
I mean, that's, she'll get down on one knee.
She's a bro.
Right.
Yeah.
Give me a craft beer. And then Breezy's like, rum and Diet Coke, please. She's like, yeah, give me an Indian Pale Ale. She's the best.
She's like, I'll take a lager. I know. She's literally the best. But anyways, we were chatting and my girlfriend was like, what about this girl? So she, behind the scenes, set it all up. The Instagrams are matched. They're flowing. We're texting. Everything's good. And now the girl who was not sitting at the table with us, the one that was far away that my girlfriend was communicating with, she was like, I can't do clingy. I can't do crazy. Like, we can't do that. And we're reiterating this to our friend. She's like, yeah, I'm so good. Like, I'm so chill. All I do is, like, walk my dog and, like, sleep.
Right, right.
And, like, just live my life. And turns out the other girl is, like, kind of crazy.
In what way?
Like, we were talking yesterday and she's like, I didn't text her back all day because I was, like, you know, working my job that pays my bills.
Oh,
and then
no.
She was like, what's going on? She's like, I'm working. Like, chill.
I don't like that,
man. I don't like that either. And, like, also, we have plans on Sunday to all go out together, like a double date.
Why don't you just wait until Sunday?
That's what I'm saying.
Here's the thing, man. Here's the problem that I have with so many people. And I try to tell this to my guy friends. Stop coming off desperate so soon. No, just stop coming off as desperate. Because too many people, they show their cards too soon.
And we'll talk about that later on in the show.
Yeah, we should. We should touch base on this. Because I understand that people love to get to know one another in text, but
You can't catch vibes over text. I've said it once, I'll say it again. You cannot catch vibes or get to know someone's personality over text.
You just can't. Simple way to handle it. Hey, I know we got plans on Sunday. Can't wait to see you. I hope you're having a great day. Looking forward to the weekend.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone. Not, what are you doing? What's your plan tonight? Where are you right now? Ugh. What
it's
a turnoff.
It's giving me the ick.
What a turnoff.
And now I feel weird because, like, I want everything to go swimmingly, but she's literally shooting herself in the foot. No, she's literally, she's blowing it. She's blowing it.
Where are you going on Sunday?
We're going to Vern's.
I am clearing my schedule. Because you know what I'm doing on Sunday? Going to Vern's. If you guys want to come with, meet me at Vern's. What time?
Not us doing a live show there.
Can't wait.
It's just like, now I feel weird because like, obviously we want this to work out. Obviously this would be fun. This would be like a vibe. But she's being crazy.
Yeah, that's not the
and
vibe.
And she was the one that was like, I can't do crazy. I can't do clean. Like, babe.
Look in the mirror.
You're projecting. And it's just too much. And now it's like on me and my girlfriend. I mean, like, no one's going to take fault, obviously. And if anyone does take fault, it'll be my girlfriend because, you know, I can't take accountability. But it's just, I wish that people weren't so eager and psycho.
I know.
And, like, just so, like, I get it. Anxiety is, like, so real. And, like, that's a whole thing. But, like, what are we doing here? You're making me look bad. You're making me look bad.
You know, I played matchmaker one time in my life, and I was like, wow, I'm good at this. I think I'm going to become a dating coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling everybody about it. I was like, I'm bragging about it.
Oh, my God.
And they go out a couple times, and she ends up getting a restraining order on him. That was the end of it. I was like, I'm never doing this again. I was like, what's wrong with you? You got blackout drunk on the first date, and then you did it again after she forgave you, and you did it. I'm like, no, dude, never again.
It's a reflection on you,
Laura,
to be honest.
Laura is weighing in this morning. Laura says, good morning, guys. I had a friend who did this when I would repeatedly ask her not to. I found it super offensive of her to assume that I wanted to be in a relationship just because she and my other friend were in one. She is no longer my friend because of this. Playing matchmaker is dumb.
Listen, I've had good success rates. That's why I figured this would be great.
Right. Here's the other thing, guys.
You think you know someone, you know?
If you do want somebody to play matchmaker for you and it doesn't work out, don't get pissed at them.
Put the swords down. Don't right? shoot the messenger.
Take some accountability.
I literally delivered the package and you played with it. Like, you can't return the package and be like, see, you should have never brought this to me. It's like, you were using it. You were using the package. So, I don't know. I'll keep you guys posted. This will be, you know, a saga and we'll talk about it on Monday.
I'll keep you guys posted too because I'll be there on Sunday.
You with just a big oversized newspaper in the booth of Burns. I'm like, okay.
Wearing a trench coat.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, looking at a high of 72 today for the high. So Governor Kathy Hochul paid a visit to Rochester yesterday, and she announced the city is getting 25 additional New York State troopers and funding for technology to help solve and prevent crime after a pretty, let's just call it a pretty violent summer. She made note of the shooting in Maplewood Park, along with the deadly stolen car crash in Brighton that killed that poor 92-year-old man, and then recently that fire in the Irondequoit, where a family of four was murdered in their home. Here's a clip of her speaking at the Rochester City Hall from yesterday.
I'm here to outline new steps that my administration is taking to combat the recent spate of crime in Rochester. Because I know people are hurting. I know you're angry. I'm angry too.
Are you?
So angry. So disappointing.
So she's aiming to address violence through three ways. She wants to increase law enforcement capacity. She wants to upgrade crime fighting technology and then increase initiatives to prevent crime. She will provide additional troopers to work directly with the Rochester Police Department. In this state, they're saying they're also going to provide agencies in Monroe County $24 million to upgrade technology that will help to prevent and investigate crimes, and that includes $10 million to RPD, and then $11.7 million to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. Hochul said the funding could go to drones, license plate readers. I know they wanted to start doing that at the mall. Mobile camera systems, and so much more. But Hochul also announced $2 million for anti-violence outreach groups. She said these groups help to provide mental health support and crisis support to prevent and address violence.
Yes, of course. It's just hard, you know. It's hard to, you know, have all of this crime go on in the city and have so many people, family members, community members affected, and not see kind of a light at the end of the tunnel at this point. I mean,
no, this was
this is what it is.
This is a brutal summer, to say the least.
Yeah.
Brutal. And yeah, I totally agree with her with the outreach programs. Yeah, they definitely need that. Does RPD need more money? Sure. So does the sheriff's department and what have you. But look, at the end of the day, I mean, with everything that took place this summer, with all the Kias getting stolen, that poor 92-year-old guy in Brighton dying from it, the shooting that took place in Maplewood Park, I mean, it was one thing after the other.
Right.
And people are like, I don't really feel like going outside anymore.
Yeah.
When you get to that point, that's a problem. So I really do hope she does something about it. I get she was reading from a teleprompter yesterday, but she didn't, I don't know.
It just sounded disingenuous to me.
She didn't sound super pissed. All right, coming up on the show, you guys, 585-252-9800 is the number to use if you need to get something off your chest for There I Said It. I feel like right now is the perfect time to do that. We'll get to all of your messages and unpopular opinions coming up after the break.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98
BXY. All right, what's weighing on you this morning that you so badly need to get off your chest? 585-252-9800. That is the number to call if you need to clear the air.
Oh, I like your Odyssey hat today.
Thank
Sorry,
you.
I just noticed that. Now
no, you're
repping the brand.
Repping the company.
Oh, cute. Listen, mine for today is this. I know weed is legal now in New York.
Yeah.
But I believe that if you smoke weed every day, multiple times a day, you're running from your inner thoughts. There, I said it. And I don't think you ever really sit in reality with us. Where are you going? Stay with us. You know what I mean?
If anybody in this city is a big Kush girl, it's this girl right over here.
You know what I always say. It's 420 somewhere. Blaze it if you got it, brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some people confuse me with Snoop Dogg. You know what I'm saying? Snoop Doggy Dogg. Yeah, no. If you smoke weed, like, from the moment your feet touch the ground to the moment you lay your eyes to rest, what are you running from? Stay with us.
Where are you going?
Come back with us.
You're so high up in the sky. Come back down. Join us.
Do you ever really get meaningful connection with anyone, ever?
Some people are just better at it than others.
I guess.
Me, my eyes would be...
They're like, I drive better high. I'm like, no, you don't. No, Jess, you don't.
You gotta convince yourself. You gotta convince yourself.
Let's
go over to... Does anyone else think that the House of Dragons is so incredibly boring? It really does suck. There, I said it. I've never seen it. And yes, I've also never seen Game of Thrones. Never watched it in my life. So one episode. That was it. Jamie says, not a fan of Kendrick Lamar doing the Super Bowl halftime show. I think Madonna or Jennifer Lopez would put on a way better show. There, I said it. What is Jennifer Lopez going to go out there and sing?
I'm Getty from the block.
Used to have a little, now I had a lot. Didn't she just do it with Shakira?
Did she?
That was 2020.
I don't know. You know what song Kendrick's going to go on. Stab this way. Stab that way.
Are you my friend? Are you lying?
All right, let him sing it.
Sorry. I mean, I don't even think he should sing it, if I'm being honest.
Let's go over to Megan. Megan says the new iPhone 16 is so pretty. I so love, cool. love, love it. There, I said it. Megan, do yourself a favor and save your money.
This person says, if you really want to check your partner's phone, you should probably just break up or divorce them. There's no trust in that relationship, and it shows. Why would you want to be with somebody like that? No, period. Point blank.
You're guilty of checking your partner's phones in the past.
In the past, maybe. Did I find something? Of course. I mean, you can only check if you have an inkling.
What'd you find?
You don't want
to
know.
No, I genuinely would love to know. That's why I asked.
An entire other relationship in another state. So tough. Like, how do you have a girlfriend in Florida? She's like, well, you know, these things happen.
Have you gone to therapy for that?
Oh, my God. For have the you last 4.5 years.
Have you let it go? Or are you still bitter?
I mean, I wasn't going to bring it up. You asked.
Well, I just...
You were like, I need specifics. I'm like, okay, twist my arm.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Let's go over to Robbie. Can someone explain to me how that caller from this morning you had on doesn't like Italian food? How do you not enjoy Italian? Grow up, lady. Have a dish of pasta. It's good for you. And anyone who says differently, you can just forget it.
Have you been to Fiorella yet?
Yeah, one time.
So good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
So good.
It's not as good as Olive Garden. I like the real stuff, you know what I mean?
Ew. Oh my God, no, I'll puke.
Sean says a relationship with a dog is a beautiful thing, but in no way is it more important than a relationship with other people. The thing about unconditional love is that the dog will love you even if you're a crappy person. I don't think that's healthy. There, I said it. Thank you, Sean. Is that you writing that in, Breezy? That is you to
Can
a T.
Can we have this conversation tomorrow?
What?
I want to dive deeper. We've done 2 dog breaks in the last 2 days, and I just feel like I have more to say about it.
That's what I'm scared of. Yeah, maybe we could talk about prepping the show after we get off
the air. Yeah, for sure.
Want to know how to lose weight? Stop eating. There, I said it. Too many people fall victim to diet fads. It's not healthy. That came in from Scott. No, it's not healthy at all.
Scotty.
Like the person yesterday on the show said, wow, that lean cuisine really filled me up, said no one ever.
Yeah.
And so I was watching this TLC, My 600-Pound Life. And I enjoy watching that show because, not that I enjoy watching people struggle, but it just makes me feel better about myself. And it's just crazy to watch how clueless some people are. She was explaining to the doctor that her son is a lot healthier because of the food choices they now make. And the doctor's like, you gained 13 pounds this month. And she's like, no, you don't understand. He's like, what are you eating? And she's like, well, we used to eat just regular Hot Pockets. Now we do the lean pockets.
Literally the morning after her surgery, she was like, I'm violently ill and I don't know why. And the doctor's like, well, what did you have for breakfast? She goes, Chinese food.
Oh, my God.
Amy, what?
Is that from my thousand
pound sisters?
Yeah, that's tough.
She's like, I don't know what's happening. Like, you had a vat of sesame chicken for breakfast.
Oh, my God. The lo mein. You know, it drives me nuts to see people pour milk into a cereal bowl before the cereal. I'm sorry. It's the wrong way to pour cereal. The same people who pour milk in the bowl before the cereal, I'm telling you right now, those are the same people during Thanksgiving blowing up their homes from putting the oil in the deep fryer before they put the turkey in. It's just common sense. There, I said it.
Mm. What are we talking about here?
We never know.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.